Islamic beliefs, in our Islamic beliefs, we find our way. Guided by faith, we kneel and pray each day. Guided by faith, we kneel and pray each day.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Our Islamic Beliefs Alhamdulillah in each episode we're covering an important topic of Aqeedah A belief that we must hold to be true believers in Islam In today's episode we're going to hear about Jannat, paradise. And this is an important aqidah of a Muslim, that when we die, we're resurrected, Qiyamah takes place, and then the righteous are entered into Jannah, paradise. This is an important aqidah. And remember, we believe that Jannah is already created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will be filled with the pious. And we don't think it's some imaginary place. That when you die and you go to the grave, the reward of your actions is felt by a sensation in your body, a pleasing sensation. No. If we say physically there is a Jannah and Muslims will enter and there they will be given such a reward that no eye has ever seen. And inshallah we'll hear a hadith kareema in this regard. So believing in Jannah is very important. How important? If someone denies Jannah and says there is no Jannah, there is no paradise, then that person becomes a kafir. Allahu Akbar. So you just understood how important it is. Throughout the Quran, Allah Ta'ala talks about Jannah, how it's the place of the pious. How the righteous will enter there, how the believers will enter there, how it's been prepared for the muttaqun. And similarly in the ahadith kareema, the sayings of the Prophet alayhi salam, Jannah has been described. What kind of bounties will be found in Jannah? What reward will be found in Jannah? What's the biggest blessing for a believer in the akhirah? That's also been mentioned, inshallah we will hear. We know that Jannah has gardens, lush gardens. We know that it has rivers, streams. There's fruits in Jannah. People will eat and drink in Jannah. They will enjoy themselves. It's a place of bliss, tranquility, peace, serenity, subhanallah. And remember one thing, the description of Jannah, as mentioned in the ahadith kareema, through the blessed tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's just for understanding purposes. Otherwise, in reality, only when we enter Jannah will we understand what it is. That no similitude, no example, no comparison can do justice to paradise. This is just to give an understanding. As we do, we give examples in the dunya. And with Jannah, anything we hear regarding it, when we reach that, it will be greater than we had ever imagined. Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is a hadith Qudsi, that Allah Ta'ala said, I have prepared for my righteous in Jannah those things which no eye has ever seen, no ear has heard of them, and no heart has ever thought about them. The thought of those blessings has never crossed any heart. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Why is Jannat? The Arabic word Jannah, called Jannah. According to one opinion, it's because Jannah in Arabic means a garden in which there are such dense trees that they cover the entire ground. Meaning the ground becomes hidden, concealed. And in the Quran, there's numerous mention of the gardens of paradise. And the trees of paradise, subhanallah, the rivers of paradise. And we know Jannah is hidden from the eyes of people. We can't see it today. But as believers, we believe in the unseen. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ What does Surah Baqarah say? They believe in the unseen, subhanallah. And there are many things like this in the deen. We haven't seen, we believe in them. Look at angels. Malaika, we've never seen angels. We believe in them. To deny them is kufr. Jinn kind, we haven't seen them. Allah protect us. But we believe in them, we don't deny them. Similarly like this, there are so many things in the deen we haven't seen, but we believe in them as well. And that is Kamil Iman. That is the aqidah of a believer. That is what a believer must have in his heart. Otherwise he won't even be classed as a believer if he doesn't believe in Malaika, if he doesn't believe in Jinn. If he starts thinking rationally and uses his aqal and thinks, well, I've never seen an angel, so I won't believe in it. Ma'adullah, he becomes a disbeliever. So one reason why Jannah is called Jannah is because it's hidden from our eyes. And a hidden thing is also referred to as Jannah. Now Jannah, according to ulama, is of three types. Kasbi, Wahbi and Atai. Kasbi means Jannah that is acquired through the blessings of A'mali, Salihah, righteous actions. Wahbi, Jannah is attained via the intermediation, the wasila of another Jannati. For example, some people have children that die, pass away in infancy. And those stillborn children or other babies, they will intercede for their parents. And that's how they will enter Jannah. This is Kasbi Jannati. And then Atai. And Atai refer to a creation that Allah will create in order to fill paradise. Subhanallah. The owner of paradise. Our beloved Prophet said, a brick of paradise will be gold, one will be silver. Its cement will be pure musk. And its stone will be pearls. Its soil will be of za'afran. And whoever enters it will be in bliss, will be happy. He will never face sorrow. In Jannah there is no sorrow, there is no grief, there is no worry, there is no calamity, there is no affliction. Subhanallah. He will never die. His clothes will never become worn out. And his youth will never perish. Meaning he will never become old. Subhanallah. Look at the blessings of Jannah. In the world, a person goes through stages. He's a baby, then he's a young adult, then he reaches old age, and so many illnesses. In Jannah, they will remain youthful. Subhanallah. It's mentioned 30 years will be the age of a Jannati. People of paradise will see each other, they will meet each other. The vastness of Jannah, what's that? It's mentioned in a narration, if the heavens and the earth, the seven heavens as well, were all made into paper, and they were all joined together, the area that they will take, those papers, after being joined together, this is the width of Jannah, subhanAllah. It states that from one threshold to the other threshold of paradise is the distance of 40 years. Allahu Akbar. 40 years of travel. It's also narrated that there are 8 paradises. Their names are different. Number 1, Darul Jalal. Number 2, Darul Qarar. Number 3, Darul Salam. Number 4, Jannatul Adn. Number 5, Jannatul Ma'wa. Number 6, Jannatul Khuld. Number 7, Jannatul Firdaus. And number 8, Jannatul Na'im. Subhanallah. The Quran mentions these. The Ahadith al-Tayyibah mention these names as well. In Al-Quran, it states, Udkhulu al-Jannata antum wa azwajukum tuhbaroon. Enter Jannah, you and your wives, and you will be made happy. You will be granted happiness. You will be pleased. This is Surah Zukhruf, verse 70. So in numerous verses, Jannah alone has been mentioned. In other verses, there is the names of Jannah mentioned as well. Jannatul Khuld means the eternal garden. Subhanallah, the eternal paradise. Allah Ta'ala says in Quranul Kareem, قُلْ أَذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ أَمْ جَنَّةُ الْخُلْدِ الَّتِي مُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ Is the dunya and mata' and saman of the dunya and the provisions of the dunya or whatever is in it better? Or جَنَّةُ الْخُلْدِ, the eternal paradise which the believers, the pious have been promised. الَّتِي مُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ Surah Furqan, verse 15. Allah Ta'ala mentions in Surah Qaf, verse 34, اُدْخُلُوهَا بِسَلَامٍ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْخُلُودِ It will be said to the dwellers of paradise, enter it with peace. This is the day of eternity. Meaning no one will die thereafter. There's no sleeping in paradise. There's no tiredness in paradise. Because sleeping is also a type of death as well. There'll be no fatigue. There'll be no laziness. Another type of Jannah, as we heard, Jannatul Ma'wa. Allah Ta'ala mentions Jannatul Ma'wa as well. Ma'wa means a place of abode, a place of staying. Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Sajda, verse 19, أَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْمَأْوَى نُزُلًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ As for those who believed and did righteous actions, for them is جَنَّاتُ الْمَأْوَى There are gardens of residence. They will be granted to them. The places of hospitality will be granted to them in return for their actions, in return for what they used to do, subhanAllah. In another verse, Allah Ta'ala speaks about Jannatul Ma'wa. He says, عند سدرة المنتهى عندها جنة المأوى. Near سدرة المنتهى, the low tree. And near it is Jannatul Ma'wa. Surah Najm, verse 14-15. This is the same Jannah where Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam stayed. And what about Jannatul Firdaus? In the hadith we're told to ask Allah Ta'ala for Jannatul Firdaus. Allah Ta'ala speaks about pious believers in the Quran, those who establish prayer, those who were humble and submissive to Allah, those who avoided useless speech, frivolous speech, those who fulfilled their trust, those who protected their private parts, those who fulfilled their promises, Allah Ta'ala has promised them what? Jannatul Firdaus. Listen to the verse of the Quran. Ulaika humul warithun. They are the inheritors. Alladhina yarithuna al-Firdaus. Those who will inherit Firdaus hum fiha khalidun. Subhanallah. They will remain in there forever. They will abide in there forever. Surah Mu'minun, verse 10 and 11. Now, Jannatul Firdaus is the loftiest of all the Jannas. And that's why we'll be asked and encouraged in the hadith to ask Allah for Jannatul Firdaus. So we must perform our salah. We must fulfill our trust. We must fulfill our promises. We must save our private parts. We must refrain from useless speech. These things I've been mentioning in Surah Mu'minun at the beginning. Inshallah, Jannatul Firdaus will be for us. Subhanallah, those who are in Jannatul Firdaus will have the blessing of seeing the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And above Jannatul Firdaus is the Arsh of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The rivers of Jannah flow from Jannatul Firdaus. This is why we should ask for Jannatul Firdaus. Jannatul Adn. This is also one of the Jannah. Allah Ta'ala has spoken about it in Quran al-Kareem in Surah Tawbah. He said, Allah has promised the believing men and the believing women Jannat gardens beneath which rivers flow. They will remain therein forever. And Allah has promised them beautiful houses, pure houses, beautiful houses in Jannat al-Adn. And the pleasure of Allah is the greatest. In the Tafaseer, it stated that Jannat al-Adn is the place where Rusul, Anbiya, Shuhada, Aimma, Muslimin, people with great, great ranks will live. It's a city in Jannah. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in one hadith, Allah Ta'ala has created Jannatul Adn with His own hand of power. Subhanallah. Darus Salam. This is another Jannah that we've heard of. This means the house of peace. There's no tension there. We know there's no tension in Jannah anyway, but exclusively, especially in this place, Allah Ta'ala says, and Allah invites you to Darus Salam. Subhanallah. And the tafsir has mentioned that Darus Salam is the place that Allah has created for His awliya, His friends, His close friends, those who have proximity to Him. Subhanallah. They will remain therein without grief, without worry, with peace. Subhanallah. And the ni'am, the blessings of Jannah, the honors of Jannah that will never finish will be granted to them there. Subhanallah. Another Jannah, Dar al-Maqam. Allah Ta'ala says, Alladhi ahallana dar al-muqamati min fadli. Surah Fatir, verse 35. This is another place where people will live in peace, with comfort, with ease, subhanAllah. Dar al-Akhirah. Allah Ta'ala says, Wa inna dar al-Akhirata lahiya al-hayawan. Another type of Jannah. And indeed, the abode of the hereafter is the true life, subhanAllah. It's also referred to as Maqamun Amin. Allah Ta'ala says, Innal Muttaqina fi Maqamin Amin. Where there's only safety and peace there. There's no death. There's no fear of being told to leave from there. Indeed, the pious are in a place of safety. Surah Dukhan, verse 51. And another type of Jannah is Jannatul Na'im. This is for the believers, those who possess faith, those who did righteous actions as well. Allah Ta'ala says, In these those who believed and did righteous actions for them are gardens. Now, one thing to note here, we've discussed Jannah, the names of Jannah, the bounties of Jannah. Ma'azallah, today, people, social media especially, they're Muslims, but they'll start joking, and their jokes reach an extent where they even joke about Islamic beliefs. They'll joke about paradise, they'll joke about hellfire, they'll joke about the angels, the angel of death, various other things. Remember, at times, this can lead to kufr, depending on what the joke is, and if they're actually insulting. If it's considered tawheen, then it will be kufr. The ulama will decide, the mufti an-ikram will decide. But there's so much out there that ma'adallah people are saying that is detrimental to their faith, that will cause them harm. If your iman is lost, then what have you got? You've got nothing. The only way you will enter Jannah is through iman. So we have to be very careful what we listen to, what we say regarding Islam. Never ever joke about Islamic concepts, Islamic belief. Going back to it, when Allah Ta'ala created Jannah, He said to Jibreel alayhi salam, go and visit Jannah. Jibreel alayhi salam saw Jannah, visited Jannah, saw it from various angles, all of Jannah. And he came back and he said, Oh Allah, by your honor, whoever hears about Jannah, he will definitely enter it. He will enter Jannah. And then after that, the narration states that Jannah, the path to Jannah was adorned with difficulties. Again, Jibreel alayhi salam went and saw it. And when he saw it, he came back. He was told to go again to see it. He saw it, he came back and he said, that I'm fearful, perhaps no one will enter Jannah now. Look at the difficulties one has to go through. Allahu Akbar. Difficulties of first and foremost regarding Iman, then other aspects of life as well. And remember, Jannah is about saving yourself from haram, fulfilling the obligations, acting upon the requirements of the deen, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's difficult. namaz all year round, whether it's cold, whether it's sunny, whether it's extremely hot, you have to pray it. It's difficult on the nafs. Zakat, you have to part with your wealth. Hajj, you have to spend. It's monetary ibadah. Similarly, fasting in the month of Ramadan, you have to sacrifice, not eating all day until iftar. And then avoiding the fitans all around us, all the fitan, the tribulations. So it's a big test. Then Jibreel alayhi salam was ordered to go and observe hellfire. When he saw hellfire, he came back, he said, by your honor, O Allah, whoever hears about hellfire, he will avoid it. He will save himself from it. He won't do those actions. And then hellfire was adorned, meaning around hellfire, khwaishat, desires were placed. And Jibreel alayhi salam was ordered again to go and watch, to go and observe. When he saw it, Allahu Akbar, he said, O Allah, now I'm fearful that not a single person will remain except that he will enter hellfire. Why? Because it's been adorned. The pathway to hellfire has been adorned with khwaishat, with unlawful desires, with wrongful desires, impermissible actions, and people will fall into those actions. People will not be able to save those actions, save themselves from those actions. So subhanAllah, this is the choice we have today. Either remain patient upon the difficulties of the world, the struggles in faith, and enter Jannah, or fall prey to our lowly desires, ma'adhallah, into hellfire. So this is what we must focus upon. Our destination is Jannah. We must ensure that we're not doing things that will make us worthy of the hellfire. Jannah will be filled, Jahannam will be filled. Allah Ta'ala said to Jannah, Anti rahmati, you are my mercy. Arhamu bika man asha'u min ibadi. I will be merciful to whomsoever I want from my slaves. وَقَالَ لِلنَّارِ And he said to the hellfire, إِنَّمَا أَنْتِ عَذَابِ You are my punishment. وَعَذِّبُ بِكِ مَنْ أَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِي I will punish whomsoever I want from my slaves by means of you, meaning the hellfire. وَلِكُلِّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِنْهُمَا مِلْءُهَا And I will fill each one of them, meaning Jannah will be filled, Jahannam will be filled. The question is, where do we want to go? Is our yearning strong for Jannah? Are we making efforts for that? Are we sacrificing for that? We have to follow the way of the Prophet and the Sahaba for that. We have to do righteous actions throughout our life, not just one day, 2 days, consistently. Die upon Iman, Jannah is for us, inshallah. It's a test. Nobody said it's easy. We'll be tested. We'll be made to face problems. But those who come out on top, those who have the mercy of Allah upon them, those who have sabr in their lives, inshallah, they will earn Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala make us all from the pious dwellers of paradise. Ameen bijahi Nabil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Our Islamic beliefs, in our Islamic beliefs we find our way, guided by faith we kneel and pray each day, guided by faith we kneel and pray each day.